In Europe, record temperatures are taking a toll on the weak and elderly, and forest fires have steadily worsened in several countries. Farmers are seeking emergency aid for livestock, and governments are asking citizens to cut back on their use of electricity. NPR's Nick Spicer joins us on the line from Paris. Nick, how hot is it there?
It's about 100 degrees here in Paris, and last night was the hottest ever night in terms of temperature recorded in the past 130 years in Paris, so it's a little bit on the hot side.
And for people who are living there in France and across Europe, this is causing a lot of health trouble. Tell us about that.
We have reports coming out that 50 people died in the past 4 days in Paris as a consequence of the heat wave. Of course, that's an allegation right now made by the head of emergency services in Paris, who was angry with the French government, which has been trying to say that these deaths can be classified as natural, that these people would have died otherwise. So there's a bit of a debate that's begun here. The opposition has gotten on board and is blaming the government for not doing enough. What the sort of macabre measuring stick in France is 300 people who died in a heat wave in Marseille 1983. We're not quite there yet, but it's certainly very bad. Most people here don't have air conditioners, and so there's no way to really deal with heat aside from opening the window, and it's 100 degrees outside.
Now, there are concerns about electricity, and that leads to concerns there in France about nuclear power plants. What's going on there?
Yeah, inevitably, because we get more than three-quarters of our electricity from nuclear power plants here, which are operated by the state-owned electricity company. It was negotiating with the government today how to deal with the heat wave, basically. They have to cool down these reactors. They use river water. They can either use more river water and heat up the rivers, or they can lower the production capacity of the plants, is one way or the other. If you lower capacity, you lower the amount of electricity available to consumers, and if you put hot water into the rivers, you kill fish. What was decided was to allow more hot water into the rivers. The government is also calling on people to reduce their consumption of electricity, which is the case in the Netherlands and Italy. And there's also a ratcheting down of nuclear power plants in Germany as well.
This heat wave has had to have had a terrible effect on farmers there, I'm sure.
Inevitably, on livestock, farmers in France are devastated, as they are elsewhere in Europe. They've been spending their last money on hay and selling off cattle. Milk production is way down. We have millions of chickens dying in batteries where temperatures can go over 130 degrees. And the fish that are not dying as a consequence of more hot water coming out of the nuclear reactors are dying because the water temperature is going up as levels drop. And then you get an algae bloom and there's no oxygen for the fish. The forests are ablaze in large parts of France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece. That's destroying tens of thousands of hectares, at times trapping and killing people. Five people in Spain most recently. All of this will probably set off emergency money from the European Union for the farmers and the devastated areas, but there will be a long time before that money becomes available. The only plus, the only silver lining in this cloud is that there will very likely be a great wine harvest this year, because when you have a lot of heat, you have fewer, better quality grapes. So that's the only silver lining.
Well, that's something. In the face of all this, is there anything else that European governments can do to help the problem?
There's not much they can do. They're addressing the water shortage and the electricity shortage, asking people to use less of both. In France, as I was saying, the government minister appealed to people's sense of civic spirit, telling them to lower their use of air conditioning and lights. But the problem in this crisis is that the governments can't call on their neighbors for help, as they've done in the past, because everybody's in the same heat wave. You can't ask for more electricity from your neighbor in this particular case. And we have forecasts now for the next week hovering around 100 degrees. So you can cross your fingers, or as the Pope was doing, you can call on the faithful to retreat outside of Rome to pray for rain.
Okay, Nick, thanks a lot, and try to stay cool.
Thank you.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.